The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News, talk, sports. Boy, I have just, I don't know if it's weird mid-season or midwinter allergies or whatever it is, but I was home alone for about an hour last night. My wife gets home and I go to say hi to her, you know, and there was nothing there. And it took me about a half an hour to get to where I am right now. And it's just really weird. And I've had this cough, but it's not, it doesn't feel like a cold. It doesn't feel any, I don't know what it is, but it's really weird. It just, I've never been hit with anything quite like this. And my voice was pretty good this morning. And then my wife got up. I'm usually up about an hour before her doing show prep. But then same thing, start talking. So if you notice that through the day, especially if I try to forcefully hit a point, my voice isn't all there. Jason's pounding on the remote. He's trying to get Fox News on. The batteries must be dead in the remote. I just, well, that's fine. We can live with Fox 11. You got it? You got, all right, fine. Well, we're going to want to keep an eye on Fox News today because they, like many stations, have the Wall Street ticker. And we are going to talk how low will the markets go. I don't know, obviously. If I did know, I wouldn't be sitting here. But we are going to talk about that. I do want to, we didn't get to this yesterday. I knew it was out there. I had it, just didn't get to it. I do want to talk about Woody Allen. Of course, Woody Allen has been since about 20 years. Of course, he was a long time live-in, but not married, to Mia Farrow. Mia Farrow's daughter has for years alleged that Woody Allen sexually assaulted her when she was 7. I believe it was in Sunday's New York Times or in a blog. She shared in most graphic detail her allegations. And the reason this is happening is Woody Allen recently received, I think it was a Lifetime Achievement Award or whatever it was, from the Golden Globes, and he's up for another Oscar. He won one, I think it was last year, and he never accepts anymore. The Academy always accepts on his behalf because he won't go out there. The question is being raised, should the Academy factor this in? Even though he's never been charged with the crime, and is this just a smear campaign by his former companion, Mia Farrow, who is now being smeared herself through all of it? I want to get into all of that because I think it's a very interesting question, trying to separate the art from the artist. Michael Jackson, there are any number of these. But when you read, she has been marginalized as a liar by his Hollywood friends for the last 20 years. And when you read her words, it's very powerful. We're going to get to that and some other things. I want to start with, in fact, I saw the news release yesterday. There was the big news conference yesterday. There's another development taking place in downtown Green Bay. Purveya Health is going to open an urgent care clinic. This will happen in May on the ground floor of the Cherry Street parking ramp in downtown. This is a significant announcement. That's why it's front page, top fold of the local paper, and it's a very positive development in my mind, and it's further continued growth in the downtown. Here's why I bring this up. I, of course, have been extremely critical of Mayor Jim Schmidt and his position on the proposed downtown Walmart. That's not to say that there hasn't been development on his watch in downtown Green Bay. Some of it I still think he cherry-picked a little bit, but setting that aside, in fact, before this Walmart thing hit the fan, I wanted to get Jim on the show to actually talk to him about that. And that there have been positive developments in downtown Green Bay. And his detractors over the roller coaster were completely wrong at Bay Beach. It's been a huge success. He's got some feathers in his cap. I was going to have him on to tout those feathers in his cap. I'm not saying he did it all on his own. But things did get done. There's some pretty major developments, some transformations of downtown Green Bay that have taken place under his watch, particularly in the last few years. Which is, to me, what makes the Walmart thing all more confounding. However, some people point out, you can also look at some of these developments and say Jim has a tendency of picking winners and losers, or at least lobbying very hard for them. But I don't deny that there are some things that have gotten done. So, yes, I mean, I've been very, 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 very rough on Jim Schmidt, and I think he deserves all of it when it comes to the Walmart. Because there are no indicators that there's any other developer that's going to want that former industrial property. It's the upside so far outweighs the downside for downtown Green Bay that it is truly a no-brainer. Yet right now, the perception is that in early March, March 4th, when council takes up the plan commission recommendation on Walmart for the designation there, commercial versus downtown or downtown versus commercial, the belief is right now Green Bay City Council opposes this development. It's just mind-boggling to me. But the Prevea Urgent Care Center is a very positive development for downtown Green Bay. I'm not saying that during his watch, downtown is winless. It's not. I just do not and cannot understand his position on the most latest proposed development, and that is the Walmart. It continues to puzzle me. All right, I've got something else that I want to get to, which is not at all serious in this half hour, and we'll do that in just a bit. However, a couple of other things. There is an event going on I want to make you aware of, and I will tell you that this came to my attention because of a group that my wife is affiliated with, and they're having an event. The group with which my wife is affiliated is the Well-Armed Woman. And it's exactly what you would apply implies. It's a group. They get together. It's a gun club. They're having an event, or they're sponsoring an event, I should say, presented by Matt Secor, NWTC instructor. I'll just read this. The Green Bay chapter of the Well-Armed Woman is proud to sponsor community response to the mass shooting incident. Here's what it's designed for. The citizens of the class is designed for citizens of the business community for awareness in what to do when confronted with a mass shooting incident, also known as active shooter, and how to respond when law enforcement arrives on the scene. I would argue this is one of those things that people don't want to think about and they don't want to plan for. It's almost in some ways, you don't want to plan your own funeral. You don't want to think about an active shooter in the workplace. You don't want to think about an active shooter in where you might be in your business life. But it does happen. So what it covers is a mass shooting, active shooter incident, how you respond to these threats, and what to expect from law enforcement's response. The instructor also will discuss business plans businesses and citizens should have in place if an incident would occur. You, in fact, just like a fire in your house, whether you want to think about it or not, you do need to plan for these things. You just, I know, you don't want to think about it. And my wife was pointing out to me how how the advice has changed. What you're supposed to do in an active shooting situation, just take cover versus engaging the shooter. What's the right answer? All of these things are discussed. And the thinking has changed since Columbine and some of the other high-profile shootings of the late 1990s, early 2000s. So that's Monday. That's this coming Monday. At the NWTC Green Bay campus, there is a $10 per person charge. It's from 6:30 to 9. Again, it's sponsored by the Green Bay chapter of the Well-Armed Woman. And full disclosure, my wife is a member of that group. It's presented by Matt Secor, NWTC instructor. It's at NWTC, $10 charge, Monday, 6:30 to 9. I had something else I want to update you on. I did, in fact, lose another pound yesterday as I continue on proactive weight loss solutions. And I continue to receive calls, or not calls, but mostly emails, a couple of calls, mostly emails from listeners who want me to explain the program. I really can't. Other than it's not a diet, it's a doctor-supervised weight loss program. And there's a lot more than food. There's capsules I take. There's drops I take. And yeah, I'll admit it took me a little while to get into the routine. But once you do, it's not that difficult. And the weight loss has been, for the most part, steady. So, the number, I don't, Jason. The number for Dr. Litwin is 920-268-1386. 920-268-1386. And when you're listening to me talk about it and you're thinking, it sounds like a lot of weight in a short period of time. It is, but it can't be done safely. But again, if you have questions about that and you just want to find out about it, there's no risk involved. You can give Dr. Jason Lippman a call, 920-268-1386. Now, I don't know if I'm going to reach my full goal in a one-month period. If that happens, you can get an additional month for half. So again, this is just all worth checking out. 920-268-1386. Now, one of the things that I have cut back on, I haven't eliminated it entirely, but you got to be strategic. One of the things I cut back on is eating out. One, we're eating out too much. At least I was. Not only is it expensive, but the portions are big, and you know how it goes. I haven't entirely ruled that out of my life, but I just have to be more strategic, at least during this first month, while I'm doing that. This has nothing to do with going out and weight loss. It's just one of those things. You know, I do so many different show preps, and you find so many different things. You're out to dinner with your friends, or your parents, or your aunt from Des Moines. You're looking over the menus with your waiter. They come to fill your water glass. What's the one question you think they hate the most? I never would have gotten this. And I ask it all the time. What do you think, Jason, is the number one question wait staff hate the most? What are your specials? No. What is your soup? No. What's the soup of the day? No. Because they're prepared to answer all of those. In fact, you've touched on the ones that they are prepared to answer. So they hate that. What kind of soda? No, because these are all things they would know. I do this a lot. I don't know if I'm going to do it anymore after seeing this. What would you recommend? What do you think is good? They absolutely hate that. Because, one, now they probably have tried everything, but everybody's mouth is different. So if they recommend something they really like and they were completely honest and you try it and you hate it, well, then you're upset with him or her because they led you astray and maybe it was an expensive dish or that sort of thing. There's a way around this. You know what you ask? What's popular? Now, they may not give an honest answer, but assuming they do give an honest answer, that gives you an idea. There is a place that we've gone that does that, and that's been very, very successful in terms of, oh, okay, other people like it, so yeah, it's all good. I never would have thought of that. But there you go. All right. We are going to talk about the market in today's show. By the way, it's up. The Dow is up. They're all up a little bit after a brutal day yesterday. All the major indices, as they say, are up a little bit. I want to talk about that, and it's interesting because I had an email debate with a liberal relative who he chastised me for taking a conservative approach to my investments lately and was mocking me for it. And I said, look, I'm just saying it can't go up forever. The economic underpinnings right now in the United States don't support the runaway market that we've had. And the question is not if, but when is it going to fall and how far is it going to fall? It has fallen 7.3% rather quickly in the course of the first month of 2014. I don't know that many people understand why that's happening. Obviously, it is a multifaceted reason. And I want to spend a fair amount of time on that today. I also, and we'll tuck it in somewhere, I'm just not sure where, Bill O'Reilly, actually, that interview that he had with the president before the Super Bowl on Sunday, that was actually part one of two. Part two aired last night. And O'Reilly asked, I think, a couple of really good questions of President Obama. Why do you go after Fox News? Do you think Fox News is unfair in its reporting of you? And are you the most liberal president ever? Two of O'Reilly's better questions. Interesting answers. We'll get to those. We'll get to a lot of stuff starting at 9:06. It is 8:56.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated